Let's do the teaching today. This is Missionary Enterprise once again, Missionary Aid International. Today, once again, this is actually our third time with our brothers and sisters in Abuja concerning Believers Royal Priest Conference 2020. We are in 2020. And Abuja, Nigeria, Africa, with our brother Godwin Udensi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, especially the last name. I should be okay. So the theme of this conference is called Extra Oil. Extra Oil. So not oil for your lawnmower or for your, over here we have, what do we call them, snowblowers. But not even for the vehicles. But extra oil for the believer. For the believer. Does the believer need extra oil? Not really. If he does, it's because he needs extra faith. So anyhow, we're not going to get too much into it. Well, maybe we are. Because, so I wrote here, oil. First of all, oil in the Bible, in the Holy Bible, has great significance and symbolism. The oil also pictures the work and anointing of the Holy Spirit. And for without the Holy Spirit, no one can be saved, which is very true. No one can be saved. Nobody can do anything, actually, apart from the Holy Spirit. So, actually, I'm watching myself on my iPad. Yeah, so that's good. So anyhow, the next one here I wrote here is oil is used as a metaphor or metaphorically for the Holy Spirit. The next point is the metaphor of oil in the Bible refers to the invisible presence and action of the Holy Spirit. Now, the action of the Holy Spirit is invisible, but when there's a manifestation, it becomes visible. Salvations, healings, deliverances, promises coming into existence, God performing His word. There's a manifestation. So the next one here is that the metaphor of oil indicates the continuity of the Holy Spirit's abiding presence and action between Jesus and Christians. Because Jesus is the head of the church. He's the head of the body. We're the body. We're the church, the ecclesia. The Greek word for the word body is the word soma. So we're the body of Christ. So the key agent in between the head and the body is the Holy Spirit, because He dwells within each individual that is part of the body, of His body. Those who are born again, born of God, born of the Spirit, born of incorruptible seed, those who are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So I wrote here, the last note on my first page, I wrote here, if we want or need extra or more oil or Holy Spirit in our lives and ministry, or I shouldn't even say if, I should have said since, because all of us need more, we will need to start coming in agreement with what the Word of God says about the Holy Spirit. It's a no-brainer. But you know what? I didn't even know about this prior 2007. So I laugh, but it's not a laughing matter, because the whole time, most of the church is waiting for God or asking God for more of the Holy Spirit. And we've got the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We've got everything that Jesus had in His humanity. We've got access to the fullness of the Holy Spirit and all of His operations in His Word. All we got to do is start coming in agreement with it, believe it, and we will see Him start manifesting what we now come in agreement and what we believe. That's how it works. That's all by faith. So I'm not going to teach on faith right now, even though I have to a little bit. So anyhow, key references. You going to key references? Yeah? Where are we here? Okay, how come there's not here? Okay, key references. My first key reference, there it is. John 14:26. John 14:26. We have here, but the Comforter, amplified, but the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Helper, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, or in our case, has already sent. He's already been sent. He's been here for a long time. In my name or in my place to represent me, Jesus, act on the behalf of Jesus. He, the Holy Spirit, will teach you or me all things, all things. And he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. So you got to start coming in agreement with that. You got to start confessing that every day. And even if you do start confessing it, don't expect it to come to pass until you start believing it, right? Mark 11:23, does not doubt it. Whatever he says, whatever he speaks to the mountain, call those things that be not as though they were, the way the Lord gave it to me, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes those things he says will, genome, come into existence. He shall have whatsoever he says, right? So you got to get rid of the doubt. Next verse is John 16:13-15. First verse 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Wow, wow. He's come to guide us into all the truth, and most of the church is full of error. So there's something missing on our part, isn't it? Well, I already told you, we're not coming in agreement with the Word of God and what it says about this. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce, declare, reveal to you the things that are to come that will happen. All right? So we have some great insight concerning the Holy Spirit, his personality, and his operations. Key operations. Primary operations. Verse 14. He, the Holy Spirit, will honor me, Jesus. The Holy Spirit honors Jesus. Because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine from the Lord, and will reveal it, declare, disclose, transmit it to you and to me, if we'll believe it, if we'll come in agreement with it, if we'll take the time to listen to him, right? Verse 15, everything, all things that the Father has is mine, Jesus says. That is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal it to you. I've taught on this. So whatever belongs to the Father belongs to Jesus, and whatever belongs to Jesus, which belongs to the Father, belongs to me and you, because we're part of his body. And the Holy Spirit is an he's the middleman, if I can use that term. He's the middleman between. He gets these things over to us, all right? So that's good news. That's part of the good news. This is good. This is how you walk in victory. And, okay, so next let's move on to Ephesians 3:16. May he grant you, Paul is praying this, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power, not just with power, mighty power in the inner man by the Spirit, Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. All right? Let's move on here. Verse 20. I love verse 20. I've taught on this before, but that's okay. And now to him, God, who by in consequence of the action of his power, whose power? The power of the Holy Spirit. Going back to verse 16, that is at work within you. He's got his power at work within you because the Holy Spirit dwells within you, is able to carry out his purposes, is able to carry out your calling, your vision, everything that God has promised you to do super abundantly, far over and above all, everything that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. So verse 20 is directly connected with verse 16. Okay, very important here. So this is how you get to accomplish the will of God upon this earth, concerning the power that is already residential. That's why I've said this before. I'll say it again. A residential power within you, within your recreated spirit. But the Holy Spirit's got to work through your soul. And until you start renewing your mind concerning what the word says about the Holy Spirit, he can't work. He's got to work it through your soul. He's got to work it through your faith. He's got to work it through your expectation. He's got to work it through your believing. Yeah, that's how he works. That's why I teach a lot about mind renewal, right? Ephesians, we're still in Ephesians. Ephesians 5, 18 to 19. Let me see here. And be not drunk with wine. Yeah, they were getting drunk with wine back then. Yeah, and they still are getting drunk with wine today. Christians, yeah. Getting drunk with wine, where is access or debauchery? But be filled or continually filled. It's in the present tense, in the original. Be continually filled or governed by the Spirit. Just because you speak in tongues does not mean you're filled with the Spirit. I hear that all the time, especially from the Pentecostals or even the Charismatics. He's filled with the Spirit. He speaks in tongues. Yeah, he's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but that doesn't mean he's actually being filled or governed with the Holy Spirit, because there are people out there, they're speaking in tongues and they're committing sin. So if you're committing sin, you're not being filled. You're not governed by the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is holy. And holiness is the opposite of sin. So just because you speak in tongues and you're sinning does not mean you're filled with the Spirit. No, you need to be continually governed by the Spirit. And in doing so, you will not be giving yourself over to the flesh, to the old man. All right? The old man's got to be put off. The new man's got to be put on through mind renewal. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. This is all in Ephesians. I love Ephesians. Anyhow, let's move on here. Verse 19. This is key here. Very key here. King James. You got to read it out of the King James. Not even the New King James, believe it or not. They missed it. And the New King James is based upon the majority text. But the King James, which is based upon the Textus Receptus, they got it. They got it. I researched this. Speaking to yourself. Speaking to yourself. Speaking to yourself with the Word of God. It's in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So speaking the Word of God, like I just said, you got to come in agreement, confession, homologia. The more you start coming in agreement with what the Word says about the Holy Spirit, the more you're going to see that you're going to start experiencing you're going to start seeing the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. It's simple. Overall, it's simple, but religion got in the way. And so verse 19 is connected with verse 18, and verse 18 is connected with verse 19. All right? So very key. So anyhow, last comment here. My final comment. We must begin to come in full agreement with these verses. You know, there's a lot of verses we can come in agreement with, but these are key verses concerning the Holy Spirit, and we must start coming in full agreement with these verses and so many more, of course, every day. Every day. I said every day, not just once a day, not just one, whatever, or once a week. No, we got to start coming in agreement with this stuff every day, like we breathe. We breathe every day, you eat every day, you drink water every day. Hopefully you take a shower every day or every second day, anyhow, whatever. But I'm just saying, you got to start coming, you got to speak God's lingo, okay, so that we can get these verses growing. That's what you're doing. You're sowing it. You're sowing the Word. That's how you sow the Word. You speak the Word, growing on the inside of us, so that the Holy Spirit will have something to perform and work with. Give him something to work with. He's sitting there. He's waiting to work. Angels are sitting there waiting to work. Psalm 103:20. They hearken to the voice of his Word. So you've got to give voice to it. It's not good enough for God to give voice to his own Word. He is the Word. We've got to start coming in agreement with his Word. All right. So as I always close my videos, walk in the fullness. Walk in the fullness. You got it? Walk in the fullness of the grace of God. Amen. And shalom. Amen.